This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Mark Anthony. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Call us at 855-732-5563. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have a really fun packed night. We have Tom Del Beccaro that's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Jacqueline Vera Iloff will be joining us this hour. She has a brand new series that's premiering on the History Channel about Jesus and his life. And next hour at 7:30, Victor Davis Hanson will be joining us to talk about his New York Times best-selling book. And so we're really excited to have you with us. We've got a lot to celebrate right now. ISIS has been defeated, and the president kept his promise. As a matter of fact, I will be one to admit that I was not thrilled when he announced we were pulling out. But the president, again, kept his word. And ISIS is not just on the run. They're not just being contained, as the previous administration said that should be. And when the red line was crossed, the president reacted accordingly. Even though we have Putin there and other players, including Iran, at this point in time, it is a day to say that there has been a victory for what's good in this world, what's good with America. ISIS has been destroyed. The president kept his word. And, you know, for the naysayers out there and the never Trumpers, I must say right now that at this point, when we look at the results, because that's what matters at the end of the day, results, the president did exactly what he said he would do. So we've really got to be excited on that, because at this point in time, his record is pretty darn good. We have to admit the economy's doing well. ISIS has been defeated. China is hoping that the president will negotiate after what he did with Little Rocket Man and walked away from him. So all in all, it's a pretty good time to be a supporter of the president and his agenda. But we've got other things going on, of course. Nothing is ever easy. While the caliphate has been destroyed and ISIS is pretty much non-existent, Joe Biden, as most people know, is seriously considering. He's playing with the idea that he will get into the race. But there's more, guys. There's more. Because they want to make sure they have really an extra punch. So many of his advisors and people within the DNC, and we all know that they are authors of really amazing scenarios, as we know from 2016, but their new idea to make sure that Biden is kryptonite proof and can beat the president without a doubt, their new idea is to, I guess you could say, go to the bullpen. But I'm not sure that this is the person I would choose to be on my team. But the former vice president's advisors are strongly urging him to pick somebody. And we've all seen this woman on the main stage. And I'm not going to be mean, But she's never visited a dentist. But it's Stacey Abrams, the former candidate for governor. And so Joe Biden has decided that she's the secret weapon. Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams will beat President Trump. And I want to remind the audience that Stacey Abrams blamed racism and the fact that she was a woman as the reason that she didn't win. That's what she said. She said it after the election. She said it many times. But we all know that's not true. The reason she didn't win is that she was just on the tip of this amazing transformation, it really isn't, of the DNC. And meaning that they have all come out of the closet, and I don't mean it the way that everybody's thinking, but they come out of the closet about who they really are, because they're socialists. And so Stacey was just on the brink of talking about that, and now it's everywhere. Every DNC presidential candidate is talking about socialist policies, talking about universal income, the new Green Deal. And by the way, we have somebody that's going to be joining us that has a lot to say about the new Green Deal. And he is Gregory Wrightstone. And he is the author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. So he's going to sit down. We're going to talk about whether or not we're all going to be gone in 12 years, because according to Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the group, it's imminent. So we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to Tom Del Vaccaro. Jacqueline Vieira Ioloff is coming up. We have got a great show. And by the way, when we have a chance, we're going to be talking about, we've got to, it's kind of gotten out of control, Kellyanne Conway, her husband George, and the president. This little triangle is heating up, to say the least. So we're going to talk about that as well. And I just really want to cheer on Vice President Biden. I think that Stacey Abrams would be a tremendous addition to his candidacy. Keep going, Joe. We just cannot wait when you do that one. But we are going to be back shortly. And when we come back, where Jacqueline Vieira Ioloff will be joining us. And beyond that, we also have a rabbi that actually did a sit-in in Speaker Pelosi's office about the anti-Semitism that comes from the DNC. So stay with us. We've got a lot to do. It's going to be a fun night. I'm Mark Anthony, sitting in for Joe Messina. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. We're going to be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
How appropriate is that? Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Mark Anthony, your guest host. Check us out. Go to the website, therealside.com. We are about to bring on somebody that's a great friend of mine, and we've known each other for a while. She's done a lot. She has a great book out that she released about a year ago at NRB, which I interviewed her for that. But right now, her and her husband are behind a brand new series that's going to be on the History Channel, and it's really exciting. She's going to be talking about it at NRB, which is the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, next week in Anaheim. And my friend, Jacqueline Vieira Iloff, welcome.
Hi, how are you? So glad to be with you today.
Glad to have you on. So you First of all, congratulations on the series. I know you and your husband and your team have worked really hard on it.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so excited. You know, it starts Monday, the 25th, and it goes for 4 weeks until Easter. And it's just so exciting because it's, you know, the History Channel is an iconic station on cable. You know, they really do top drawer, just really impactful series. And especially when they're a historical perspective. And when they came to us and said, you know, would you be interested in doing this with us? You know, we just thought this was a great opportunity to really get the message out to Christians and non-Christians alike, because it's the story of Jesus told from the people who lived with him and around him. So it's a really unique perspective on biblical historical facts, and I think you're going to be really interested in it.
I bet we will be. So they came to you, Jacqueline. The History Channel came to you and said what?
Well, they came to Joel Osteen. He's the executive producer, and we, as part of his team, said, you know, yes, of course, we'd be glad to take part in all of this. And Joel is one of the commentators throughout the series on what's happening, and he really brings the relatability of Jesus Christ and his times to the modern times, and how we are very much like him and like the people that lived with him. You know, we all have our frailties. We all have our shortcomings, but we still strive to be in the proximity of Jesus Christ. You know, we want to have relationship with him. And so did they. Even if they fell short or didn't quite measure up, but they always sought forgiveness and they always received it from Jesus. And that's the really great story about this series. You know, we see Mary being open and of service to God, by carrying his son. We see Joseph, you know, being, even though it was probably a personal humiliation because he didn't understand what was happening, he relented and said, okay, God, my life is in your hands. I've always looked to you. I'm not going to turn away now. And he raised this son as his own. And then we move through, of course, you know, Jesus's life with, when he called the apostles, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, his cousin. We see Caiaphas and what he went through, and Pilate, and how, you know, he was caught in a political conundrum that he couldn't let this man go, but at the same time he had no reason to condemn him, and you know what he faced in order to appease the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And then we go to Peter, and you know, we see Peter for who he was. You know, he wasn't sophisticated, he wasn't a well-bred man, he was a fisherman.
Right.
And in those times, you know, that was a blue-collar job. And
right.
he was willing to serve God. And even though, you know, he wasn't the best-spoken person, he was willing to take the message to the world after Jesus died.
He became a fisher of men, didn't he? Yeah.
Right, exactly. He was called.
Yeah.
And then we see Judas and what he had to do to betray Jesus to fulfill the prophecy. So it's an enormous gift to us that we get to work with such impeccable people at the History Channel, and we believe it's going to be a huge Easter gift to the country, and anybody that can watch it on the History Channel app. But it's really terrific. I really enjoyed it. And then, because, you know, that wasn't enough, we created a study guide that you can pick up, and it'll be in bookstores and available online shortly after the series is over. But you'll be able to delve deeper into the stories and bring your own opinions and your own insights into this study guide, which I think is really a fabulous opportunity. So
that
this
is great. What a great perspective
of the stories from all
the people that knew him. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the first times that the History Channel has brought a study guide along with their programming. So we hope to do more of this in the future and bring more more stories of the Bible and of the characters in the Bible and the people in the Bible that that we can relate to. I'm personally hoping that they're going to do some things on the women in the Bible. You know, we've got some terrific people, Miriam and Deborah and Esther, of course, and Ruth. But there's all kinds of people that we don't know really a lot about because, you know, they've been supporting characters in a bigger story.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly.
I'm
excited as well. I can't wait, and I know we'll be seeing each other at NRB. And so when does it start? This Monday?
It starts Monday, and it goes through Friday. And on Wednesday, they're holding a Women in Television and Film panel. The first time NRB has had an all-women panel. And, boy, I'm telling you, I am in such great company.
You are.
Sherry Rigby was the instigator of it all, and she is an actress, a director, an author. She is an amazing force of nature and so beautiful. She's got a film out, Overcomer, at NRB, and Priscilla Schreier, who everybody knows from I Can Only Imagine and so many
War Room.
So many other films that she's been in. We've got Madeline Collier, who was in I Can Only Imagine, and several other ladies, including Evie Bear. She's a moderator.
Right. And you have Cindy Bond. Isn't she in there, too? Is she part of that?
Oh, yeah. Please don't let me forget Cindy. Oh, my gosh. She is a fourth of nature woman.
I just saved you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for joining us. I will see you soon. Everybody check out this series on the History Channel. This is Mark Anthony in for Joe Messina. Jacqueline, thank you for joining us.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending explosive devices in the mail to prominent critics of President Trump, is pleading guilty in a federal court. Last year, Sayoc sent devices that could have exploded to places like CNN headquarters in Manhattan and the home of former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and other outspoken Democrats who have criticized President Trump. President Trump says he wants to see a full range of free speech on college campuses and universities all across the country.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
Republican Governor of Mississippi Phil Bryant signs a bill on Thursday that bans abortions once doctors can trace a heartbeat with an ultrasound. That can come as early as 6 weeks in a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
A couple of nitwits.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Mark Anthony, your guest host for the night. And I want to thank Joe for letting me sit in. It's always good to be here. We're waiting on Tom Del Vaccaro. He should be calling in shortly to discuss his latest op-ed on FoxNews.com. You probably have seen him. He was on Fox and Friends 2 days in a row. That's a record for anybody I know. That's pretty good. So we're going to talk to Tom. Tom is also the former chairman of the California Republican Party. We can talk about the state of California, which most people know is not so good. And we are also really excited that Victor David Hanson will be joining us right about an hour from now. So he'll be coming on and talk about his book. As we're talking about the state of affairs right now, I think that it's really important to take a look at what's going on. Remember, over and over again, we're hearing about the DNC wants to change the rules.
Howdy, Tom.
It's almost like if you lost the Super Bowl and then you took control over the Rules Committee to change it so that next year you had a better chance of winning. But it's worse than that, because what is really going on is that they're trying to change the entire system and the way we choose our leaders. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. According to a couple people that speak for the DNC, the Electoral College by itself, its very nature, is racist. It's wrong. It shouldn't be there. In fact, what they really said is that the Electoral College was a way to keep racism alive. So we're going to talk with Tom about that when he joins us, because the rhetoric that's going on right now with the other side, there's so much noise, it's hard to distinguish. And I am glad that my good friend Tom Del Vaccaro is here to make sense of all of it. Tom, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you on. So, Tom, you've been all over Fox talking about your op-ed, and the state of affairs in this country right now. So bring us up to date about what you see going on right now.
The Electoral College, the judges.
Right.
The Democrats have settled into a envy campaign, which is they are trying to create a feeling in this country that people are being robbed and
right.
that there is someone doing the robbing. And to stop the robbing, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of the filibuster. They want to get rid of these old vestige impediments of slow government so they can act immediately and create their socialist wonderland. This is what it looks like in the run-up to socialism, that you try and, enact a series of legislation quickly because if we don't do these things, injustice will continue. Now, the founders, the American founders were really, I call them actually the Yosemite of intellect. What I mean by that is, have you ever been to Yosemite? There's these series of formations, and it's just one after another. And it's amazing that they're all in one close space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our founders were the Yosemite of the intellect. So many in such a short time and space were together. And they studied the fall of ancient Greece. They studied the fall of the Roman Republic. They also were aware of that the nation states that were the former colonies, were eight of them of the 13 were holding elections every year. And it
right.
was this populist rush to enact all these favorable things to the downtrodden creditors. They saw all that. They called it an excess of democracy, where you instantly, through a motion, change the law to try and help someone, and they saw how bad it was. In fact, Hamilton believed that there was going to be a civil war over it between the colonies. And so
there you go.
They designed a system. The whole point of their system was to slow the growth of government. And they succeeded better than any time in history, but it's the Democrats who want to challenge it now.
That's right, because they're creating chaos and confusion, right? And, you know, Tom, you and I have talked about this offline. I go back to this all the time. In the Declaration of Independence, there's a line in there that really sums up what's going on right now and the protections you just talked about, which is it says, our government will not bow to transient causes. Right. And when we see all of this going on, that's what they meant, isn't it? Isn't that what
isn't this
a clear illustration of what's going on right now? Right.
Yeah. Every single thing they did was designed to slow government by emotion. There's three branches. They knew there would be divided government. The only time you would get significant change is if the country had all moved in one direction and one party had all three branches. But even still, the Supreme Court could check things over time. And also beyond that, the presidential veto meant that things could be slowed. That was always the design, to slow the growth in government. And the Democrats want to get rid of this because they truly do now want to march to socialism. There's no even remotely hiding of it right now.
No, there isn't at all. I mean, they've come out of the closet, so to speak. I mean, they don't care anymore, Tom. They just keep going more and more extreme. Every one of those presidential candidates, everyone that actually understands what's going on should be very afraid of what they're saying.
Yeah, no, it's beyond irresponsible. It is beyond totally uneducated. It is cynical and all about themselves and their desire for power, that they would use people like this and be so stupid. I mean, you have to, it is so ridiculous, this notion that you would actually remove these parts of the Constitution. Now, the brilliance of the Constitution also is it can't be bulldozed unless three quarters of the states agree to do something. And this is where we are right now. The fact is that there's about 30 red to leaning red states, and there's only about 17, 18 blue to blue leaning states. Now, admittedly, they're the big states. But when it comes to changing the Constitution with the Electoral College, they're never going to get to three quarters of the states because 60% of the states are red.
Right.
So this isn't going to happen, but it's part of their preaching of envy.
It is envy. It is. That is a great way to describe it, Tom, because for the last 2.5 years, they've been envious. They've been in a meltdown. And now we're seeing this final push. After they tested the waters, if you will, in 2018 with the midterms and all of the fraud we saw going on, we have got to expect it's going to be even worse, right?
Oh, yeah. This isn't going to get better. You know, Rich David Hansen says the only thing between the United States and socialism right now is Trump. Because even the Republicans aren't being aggressive enough in dealing with these potential issues. Now, I think he's slightly overstating it, but it's still only slightly. The reality is things are pretty bad. I mean, the Democrats are absurd in their demands. Elizabeth Warren wants to spend $100 trillion more dollars. Really?
Well,
where's that coming from?
We have it. I mean, ask AOC. All we have to do is print it, right? Because we're the wealthiest nation in the world. By the way,
which is why, of course, I wrote the Fox piece on the 9 steps from freedom to socialism to societal breakdown, because the foundation for socialism exists in America, believe it or not, and it is a foundation of cradle-to-grave spending. And we spend about 36% of the economy right now.
Tom, we have to go to a break. Stay with us. We want to get more into this, all right? We'll be right back. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Mark Anthony. Stay with us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Mark Anthony, your guest host. I've never heard that Joe's been compared to Gumby before, but I do agree with that. That's a pretty good description of Gumby. Check us out. Go to the website, therealside.com. Therealside.com. So Tom Del Beccaro rejoins us. We're going to talk about his op-ed that has gotten a lot of attention about socialism. Tom? So let's talk about this. The steps that are being taken towards socialism are what right now? What are those nine steps?
Well, the first three of them relate, and you can get this at politicalvanguard.com or at Fox. The first three relate to massive government spending, and a tax system that cuts down on incentives. Because tax systems start out simple and small because they're funding a smaller government, and then they wind up incredibly large. And they tend to kill off incentives. And that's where America is today. But the trip to get to socialism, the real fulcrum, is when the government and taxes become so big that the economy stagnates and you have growth below 2% for long, long periods of time. And then people lose jobs. They become more dependent on government. You saw under the Obama administration.
Yeah, that sounds like the last 8 years of the Obama. Yeah, yeah. Right.
They became dependent on Social Security, disability, and those type of things. Fortunately, millions have come off of that. And it sort of spirals down. So the foundation is massive government spending. Accompanied by big, complex tax codes that kills off growth. And then where it starts slipping away is when the growth is really bad for significant periods of time where people can't find jobs, they become dependent on government, and it sort of spirals downward. Now, Trump is temporarily, as we see there today, we can't say permanently, only temporarily has warded some of this off. But if the United States did something really stupid, like the Green New Deal or Medicare for All, that would drive government spending as a percentage of the economy above 50%. And that's where the danger zone starts. That's where economic growth really flattens out. That's when government dependence really takes off. And right now, we have a tremendous amount of private sector jobs and health, and the private sector is bigger than the public sector. So we're in good condition now. But the Green New Deal would grind us to a halt, and Medicare for All, the combination of those two things would set us in a downward spiral with inflation, lack of jobs, government dependence. Our national debt would go to 200% of the economy. All these things would be very bad.
They would be very bad. And when people say sometimes we couldn't, there's no way that we could end up like Greece or Venezuela, we actually very well could.
Of course,
if we adopt any one of these policies, Tom, right? We can't sustain that. It's impossible.
Yeah, there's no, history is not a guarantee, and it's also not guaranteed protection away from doing the wrong thing. Now, look, you can have a smart country. Sweden was had government spending at 70% of the economy. But that now, figure is now down to 50% because they undertook policies to walk away from that danger. We can do the same. The reason why we have such weak growth over the last 15 years is policy. And that policy could be changed. The Democrats, of course, are pushing the other direction in fact. But we need to do this. If we don't reelect Trump and we somehow got a Democrat Senate and House, you know, the United States would go back into a downward spiral, and it would be much harder this time around to get out of it because as the national debt continues to grow and therefore the need for higher taxes, higher tax collections, the Democrats' response will be to raise taxes, which will drive the economy down and create even more dependence.
Absolutely. That's what they always do. It's tax and spend and tax. That's what they're about. So,
yeah,
Tom.
Back in March, I wrote for Fox Business, January 29th, saying that there's going to be a competition among Democrats to tax and spend because they, in order to get noticed by the primary voters, they're gonna bid up all the spending and taxes, and ever since then it's like out of control. We're only in March, and Elizabeth Warren has got $100 trillion in new spending. George Yang wants to give everybody $1,000. We already know Cory Booker wants to give $50,000 to every child. I mean, it's only March.
Can you imagine where they're going to be in a year? Where they're going to end up with this platform?
No, and the funny thing was, is yesterday Kamala Harris, or the day before, was asked what separates you policy-wise from the other candidates. She couldn't name anything. And that's the dynamic. If they want the nomination, they're going to have to get the votes. Well, how do you get the votes? Well, you got to be somewhat unique. How are you unique on the Democrat side and spend more than the other person? Well, where does that end?
It really does it. What, here's the thing, though. We got to talk about this before we go. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. Tom, what do you think that Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams are a winning ticket as the rumors are going around right now?
Well, I don't. I wrote an op-ed on Fox saying that Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee. Joe Biden is not a winning ticket. Joe Biden is a good prospective candidate. And then when he gets in races, he says dumb things.
Oh,
and
come on, Tom. That's not true.
And just think about this. Think about this, Mark. It's really kind of remarkable. Remember that Joe Biden was sitting vice president and didn't even run for president because there was no desire for him in his party.
Right.
That is exceptionally unusual. Now, of course, Dick Cheney didn't run, but he always said he wasn't going to run. So now Joe Biden's coming back and trying to run years after the fact. But he's never been, no one's ever been excited about Joe Biden. I'm just telling you that right now. So this notion that he's going to come in and command things is just false. He's actually better off staying out of the race as long as he can, because as soon as he gets in it, he'll wind up shooting himself in the foot like he always has.
Oh, yeah. How many times will this be, Tom, when he runs this time? Is it 4 or 5 times he runs? I mean, at this point, well, and by the way, I mean, a lot of people have said this, but, I mean, the man has, there are so many photos of him groping women and young children during swearing-in ceremonies alone. How can he get past this? And here's my other question. Go ahead.
His problem is that he won't be able to satisfy the radical left.
That's true.
He's not liberal enough.
No, he's
they
not anymore.
Pure socialism. And so he won't be able to deliver that. So, I think he will fade. I think he might get – he could possibly hang on to second place in Iowa. But Bernie Sanders is going to win it. Kamala Harris is going to come in third. And I think if I had to guess today, Amy Klobuchar would come in fourth. Bernie Sanders would go on to win New Hampshire. And then he would be the clear front runner.
So – I know, you know, we're not supposed to do this, but let's just play a game. If you were to say right now, you said it's Bernie, he's going to get it. So who does he pick to shore up his base to go to the middle of the road during the general?
Who does Bernie pick?
Yeah, who does Bernie pick? What do you think?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, boy. I hope.
I don't think that means, yeah, that doesn't do what you described, but it does pick someone who the left will like. He's going to pick a woman. She checks all these boxes. If I had to guess right now, I would say it's Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris.
Well, should be an interesting general, and I think you're probably right, Tom. You never know.
Yeah, but that's Bernie Sanders is easily defeated, however, because he's just too radical. And now he's for getting rid of private health care insurance. And in the past, they said that would bankrupt the country. You can't reconcile these things. They're going too far left to even come back to the middle at all. So,
agreed.
So you want Bernie to be the nominee. That's not why I said he's going to win. I say he's going to win because in a crowded field, he has very committed voters, and those voters will get him 18 to 20-something percent in Iowa, which is all it's going to take to win this time because there's 20 other people in the race.
That's true. Uncle Bernie, oh, boy, I can't imagine. So, Tom Del Beccaro, thanks so much for joining us. It's always good to have you on your perspective. And we'll check back in during the election. We'll see. Thanks, man. This is Mark Anthony. I'm in for Joe Messina, and we're coming up on the top of the hour. We'll be right back after the news. Victor Davis Hanson at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.